are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
One of my customers came in, and one of my customers, she was facing a dilemma, and she began to share with me some things that was going on in her life. Her car engine had broken down, and she was perplexed about it. She was saying that, I'm just going to go and get my stuff out of the vehicle and tell them that they can keep the vehicle. And so we prayed about it. I think I remember praying with her about it, and just trying to encourage her to look to God. Oh, glory to God. And so I began to talk to her about even, you know, because sometimes you have defects, and that she would check to see if there was any type of defect, because it's probably something that the manufacturer knows about. Oh, glory to God. And they're not going to tell you. And they didn't tell her. You know, they didn't voluntarily give up the information. But so after, you know, we prayed and I talked about it, encouraged her, told her to go and, you know, do some research. And she left out and she went to the bank, and she was going to get about a $9,000 or $10,000 loan to have the engine repaired and the work done. And the person that was writing up the loan begin to tell her the same thing that I was telling her. You need to check and see if there's any type of, you know, manufacturer defect. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, you know, the lady at the bank helped her out. The Ford dealership finally, you know, had to admit that, acknowledge that, yes, you know, it was a manufacturer defect. And the $10,000, you know, what she thought was going to be $10,000 or something like that, ended up being just about $100. And so she came back into the shop to get her hair colored, and I was coloring her hair, and I began to talk to her about being thankful. Oh, glory to God. Being, letting God know that you appreciate Him. Showing God gratitude, being grateful. And I told her, I said, you know, sometimes, thank God just ain't good enough. It ain't gonna do. Sometimes God want to hear you when God has done something great for you. He wants to hear you rehearse that thing. You know, I can't help but rehearse when I look back and God, you kept me. Come on, I thank you. My wife had cancer. Come on, you brought her through that. Come on, you raised my son from off of his deathbed. Oh, glory to God. You know, in other words, you know, sometimes we don't quite understand. I think that we don't understand that thank you and appreciation and gratitude, even though they have some similarity, they're not always the same. And I said, come on, you need to rehearse this thing. You need to begin to thank God for the knowledge that He was imparting to you, and how He was, you know, giving information to you. And even after you left here and you went to the bank, and I told him, I said, something, you need to rehearse this thing. And I said, let me show you something. I said, in the Old Testament, and I began to, you know, and Dorn, I want you to go to the book of Leviticus 7 and 12. Leviticus 7 and 12. Said, you need to, there are sometimes, said, because you can't repay God the $10,000. I said, but what you need to do is you need to get about $100 bill and go back to your church, come on, and let your and put that offering in the offering plate and say, God, I can't pay you back the $10,000, but this is just to show you that I'm grateful and I appreciate you. Okay, all right. I know. Okay, I know. Probably some of us ain't never heard that before.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Daughter Reed.
Leviticus chapter 7, verse 12. If he offer it for a thanksgiving.
So they had offerings of thanksgiving. I'm not taking up an offering today, so just you can put your walls down. But I'm showing you something. I'm teaching you something. Oh, glory to God. How powerful thanksgiving. How many know, have you remember hearing me say a whole lot of times that thank you make room for more? Okay, I'm going to show it to you in the Bible today. I'm not just going to talk about it, but I'm going to show it to you in the Bible today. How it will make, okay, all right. Read, daughter.
If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil. And unleavened wafers anointed with oil.
And so the whole point is I wanted to show you that they had thanksgiving offerings where they just wanted to acknowledge God and tell God thank you. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we cheapen God when it comes down to appreciating God. Now, this I'm gonna tell you the definition of appreciation, thanks or thankfulness and gratitude. Appreciation is to recognize the excellent qualities of something and see the item's value. Oh, glory to God. In other words, you know, when you say you get a new car, you talk up the value. You talk it up. Come on. Now that's not my new car in the parking lot. That's just a loaner. So I don't want nobody thinking, you know, pray. But if you're speaking on me, hey, you know, you never know what may happen. But anyways, you talk up. This is why we worship or worth up. Oh, glory to God. How much worth is he to you? How valuable? And so there are times when God does things and people don't even talk it up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. They don't even talk up what God has done. It's like, my God, you wouldn't even know it. You know, they give God a quick thank you, and that's it. Oh, glory to God. All right. We're going to put some scripture to this thing also. And so it's to see the item's value or the value. Oh, glory to God. To talk about the value. If God has done something for you, come on, you need to express it. Oh, glory to God. If he saved your life, God has kept me from drowning. Come on. I was drowning. The Lord had someone to rescue me. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I can't help but tell it. I appreciate what it is that God has done for me. Oh, glory to God. All right. All right. Hallelujah. Because I just, okay. All right. Thankfulness. Somebody say thankfulness. It's a feeling of being pleased, acknowledging the receipt of kindness. It's an automatic response. It's acknowledging the receipt. How many of us have had somebody to open the door for you?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Yes. How many of you all remember everybody that's opened the door for you? See, because Thanksgiving is kind of short-lived. If somebody was to give you $1 million, you'd never forget it. You wouldn't forget his name. Come on, you wouldn't forget what he looked like. Come on. Oh, glory to God. See, the only reason why my wife remembered me, oh, glory to God, real good, because I opened the car door for her every time, you know, she get in the car, I open the car. So, I, you know, hey, that's my thanks is, you know, okay, yeah, well, anyway. I hope y'all brothers are opening the car door every time your wife to go to get in it. Amen. Open the door for that woman. Amen. My wife, come on. My wife told me, I remember when we first started dating. And, you know, I walked around and I got ready to get in the car and she was standing there. And I was like, well, what you waiting on? You know, as a matter of fact, I sat down. I'm like, what you waiting on? And she said, my dad told me if a man can't open the car door for me, he don't, you know, how did she say that thing? then he ain't the one for me or something like that. And I jumped out that car, walked around, opened that door, and I've been opening that door now for 32, 33 years. And if I don't open it, if I'm walking, I'll tell my boys, I'm like, open that door for your mama. I know they're probably practicing the same thing. Amen. Amen. And so, it's because somebody say it's short-lived. Oh, glory to God. Because some of you all, you probably can't remember the last five people outside of your husband who has opened the door for you. So what am I saying? I'm saying Thanksgiving is kind of surface level. Oh, glory to God. It's the surface level. Come on. In other words, we can go deeper, come on, in our gratitude and appreciation towards God. Y'all getting this? All right. Somebody say surface level.
Surface level.
Amen. It's an expression of approval. It's a reaction or a reactionary response to another's action or comment to us. Somebody may say, oh, you look beautiful today. And we say, thank you. Come on. Now you probably can't remember the last five people that have told you look sharp or you look good today. Can you? I just showed you how surface level that some Thanksgiving can be. And sometimes we're just giving God surface level Thanksgiving. All right. I sound like I'm all by myself. I ain't get too many amens out here. Great, no, we're not. The Holy Ghost ain't preaching better than what we saying. Amen. Y'all know we do God that way sometimes.
Yes.
And just tell the truth and shame the devil.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Okay. All right. All right. Gratitude. Somebody say gratitude.
Gratitude.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Okay. It's action oriented. Somebody says action oriented.
Action oriented.
It means to show thankfulness or indebtedness to another. Oh, glory to God. In other words, you feel like you're in debt, hallelujah, to that person. Come on. Just like this woman, she could never repay back that $10,000. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. But I wanted her to you know, really grasp this thing, what God had done for her. And I said, you need to go and sow a seed. You need to give God an offering and show your gratitude to God. I'm in there working, and she done walked out the door and left. A little while later, she comes back into the shop. Come on, she has $120 in her hand. I put it this way, I'm putting her offering in the basket today. I told her to go and give it at her church. Say, oh, glory to God. See, why? Because I'm not money hungry to, you know, huh? Yeah, stiff my customers out of money. I wanted her to understand the revelation and grasp the revelation that thank you make room for more. Look at your neighbor and preach to your neighbor and say, thank you make room for more. It make room. It make God want to do more for you. If God put $1 million in your hands and you didn't say thank you, oh, glory to God, because some of us are beginning to say thank you, and then next thing you know, you right back in God's face asking God for something else, and you ain't saying thank you for the last thing, and you think God's memory is short. God's sitting there saying, you ain't even thank me for the last thing, and you here you are now thanking me for, I mean, asking me for something else, and didn't say thank you the last time. Hey, I thought, praise God, it's all quiet up in here. Y'all helping me out?
We helping.
Y'all pray for, y'all praying for. You know, because we have limited Thanksgiving, come on, to one day out of the year, and we don't understand how important it is. Come on. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says to enter into, well, you know what? We won't even go there yet. That's Psalms 100, but we're not going there yet. Let me just finish this here right quick. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It means to show thankfulness or an indebtedness to another through our deeds, not just words. Is taking loving, thoughtful deeds to express our gratitude, is putting our love into action. In other words, I love what you've done for me. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Go to, where should I go next, Spirit of the Lord God? Let's go to Psalms 100 real quick. Psalms 100. We got a couple more verses of scripture here, but I want to. How many remember when WikiLeaks, and let me show you what I'm talking about. How many remember when WikiLeaks exposed Hillary Clinton emails? Let me show you how the world is. Hillary Clinton wrote to her secretary, Cheryl Mills, that she was going to sacrifice a chicken to the god Moloch for the trouble that she had gotten out of. Come on, when they exposed her her emails, there was FBI agents saying this is a wicked woman. Now we know what the chicken was. The chicken was a child sacrifice. Now a lot of people don't know what she was talking about, but the god Moloch was the god of children's sacrifice in the Bible. Come on, she was writing code. Sometimes you'd be surprised at how many demon-possessed people are in, oh glory to God, politics. And we're just voting for them. We're inviting them into our churches. And I'm talking about the body of Christ, and we're putting them behind the pulpit, come on, to speak to our people. How are you going to put somebody that practices witchcraft, that's demon-possessed, and I know she's demon-possessed, because God had me to take pictures of her a couple of years ago when she was on The View. Come on, God said she's going to be on The View, and I want you to take pictures of her. And when I began to take pictures of her, oh, glory to God, next thing you know, on my screenshots, and I got it on my phone. I showed it to some of you, all right? Yeah, okay, and she's manifesting. Come on, she's on the stage manifesting. She got the snake eye going on. Oh, glory to God. And so sometimes we see people all dressed up, and we feel like they're saying the right words and stuff. They're smooth as a snake. Come on. They're smooth as that snake that was in the garden. Okay, all right. And so I'm saying all of that to say this. They believe in sacrificing to their God. Okay, they believe in showing gratitude to Moloch. They believe in showing thankfulness for the trouble that they get out of. Come on, when they feel like their God has done something for us, but yet we in the body of Christ, we cheapen our God. Ooh, we cheapen our God. Somebody say, Lord, forgive us. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, Psalms 100, you know what? Go to Luke 17. We'll come back to Psalms 100. Luke 17. I had to just throw that in there because sometimes we don't understand that, guess what? The folks that are full of hell and that are serving, well, anyways, yeah. I'm not even going to go there. Luke 17. Let me show you a picture. Somebody say, thank you, make room for more. It makes room. It literally does. It literally does. Oh, glory to God. Make room for more. All right. Go to verse 11. Read.
Luke 17, verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem.
Jesus was going to Jerusalem, which was a city. Oh, glory to God. Read.
That he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee.
Uh-huh.
And as he entered into a certain village.
So here he is, he's going to these cities, but the Bible says he entered into a certain village, you know, which is a small community in a rural area. Oh, glory to God. Here he is, he's passing through these cities, but thank God that he's not forgetting about the small places. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Puts you in mind of, well, anyways, I'm going to go on into that. I'll just say that God doesn't forget about the small things concerning you. He's concerned about you. Oh, glory to God. He's concerned about that hurting finger. Come on, that toothache. Oh, glory to God. Read.
There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he, Jesus, saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest.
Come on, because some things are going to manifest as you keep coming to church. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You know, it's wonderful, you know, when Jesus dealt with the one single leper, the Bible lets us know that he was healed immediately. Oh, glory to God. But here we see the 10 lepers. Christ is giving them instructions. Sometimes your blessing comes through following instructions. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we wonder why things have not manifested. Come on. Is it because we're not following the instructions? Amen, somebody. And so read, daughter.
And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them.
Now, I want you to keep that in mind. They were cleansed. They were cleansed of what? Their leprosy. They was cleansed of their leprosy. Read.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed.
Now let me say this. How many know that when a leper, there are certain things that happen as the disease progresses? Your nose fall off. Your ears fall off. Come on. Your fingers fall off. Oh, glory to God. As the disease progress. Amen. Your skin is all jacked up. You start losing limbs. And so as the disease progress. I want you to get a picture of this while we're talking about this. Read, daughter.
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, glorified God.
Now, some of your Bible said gave thanks or was giving thanks unto the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Read.
And he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, for he was a Samaritan. Verse 17, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Oh, wait now, hold up. All right. They was cleansed. They was cleansed, but this guy was made whole. Tell somebody, thank you, make room for more. You could be a leper and you could be cleansed, come on, of the leprosy, but it don't mean that your fingers have grown back. It doesn't mean that your nose, come on, your nose has been replaced. I don't know if y'all get this. Oh, glory to God. It don't mean that ear that fell off. It don't mean that ear came back. You were just cleansed, healed from the disease. But all of a sudden now, he said, you are made whole. Come on. In other words, guess what? Your fingers have grown back. Your nose, come on, is back. Come on, somebody. Your ears have come back. Are y'all getting this? Y'all looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. I'm just... Because there's a difference between being healed and made whole. Oh, glory to God. What caused him to be made whole? Somebody say, thank you. Somebody say, gratitude. This man literally, come on. Some Bible said it's like he died to his feet. Oh, glory to God. We had a thank you fit up in the office on this morning. I didn't tell them what I was preaching on, but shoot, prophetess couldn't stop praying thank you and giving thanks. Come on. You know, she must have been in the same meeting that I was in. Come on, sometimes people can tap into the meetings and sometimes God is like, I just want to hear you say thank you. Come on. I just want to hear some thanksgiving today. Come on. Glory to God. Appreciate me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you. Make room for more. Tell somebody it's a key.
It's a key.
It's a key. It's a key. I think I'm going to stop right there. Glory to God. I was going to go to Psalms 100. Hallelujah. But I think I'm going to stop right there. I want you to see how important it is. Oh, glory to God. How important it is that you, and I don't think I finished. Did I finish up the definition of gratitude?
Stop.
Okay, yeah, I did gratitude.
puts our love into action.
That's it. Put our love into action. Oh, glory to God. This week, I want you, praise God, to make a greater effort to be mindful. Oh, glory to God. To be thankful. To be appreciative. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. To God. Amen. To make sure that you tell God, thank you. You know, I like to tell this, one day we were out of town and I went into this song. It's not gonna cut it. Go back to my flow song. And not yet, anyways. I mean, you go back to that later on, but yeah. I remember one day we were out of town and we went into this shoe store. Had no plans, no idea to buy Joshua, you know, any sneaker, but they had these Air Jordan sneakers and so I bought him these Air Jordan sneakers, and boy, when we got outside, he gave me the biggest hug and said, thank you, Dad, thank you. I really like these sneakers. And I wanted to go back in there and buy him every pair of sneakers in the store, but I didn't have the wallet that my father in heaven had. Okay. I had his wallet. I'm gonna laugh, okay? I mean, if I had his wallet, we could have made it happen. Glory to God. But the whole point is that he said thank you. Because we live in a world where people think that they're entitled. Sometimes we in the body of Christ act like we're entitled. Somebody say, Lord, forgive us. Well, glory to God. Come on, stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Wonderful thing about being in church and repenting. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we've all missed it. We've all done it. We all, as a matter of fact, I'm doing my best now to get back. Not that I don't tell God thank you, but I'm doing my best now to get back to telling God thank you when I eat again. Acknowledging God. Come on, you better. It's a food shortage. It's a food shortage going on. You better start thanking him. Somebody say thank you. Make room for more. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. At least that's what they're telling us. It's not real.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that he will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
The hard thing to do is often the loving thing to do. And parents, kids, and teachers need to know the difference. For the Colson Center on Johnstone Street, this is Breakpoint. This year, the familiar back-to-school windup includes a growing sense of trepidation for many parents. A host of faddish ideologies and the ham-fisted ways of imposing them adds to their worries, or at least should add to their worries. Revised historicism, sex and gender ideologies, even the seemingly harmless name social and emotional learning are all